USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats are outraged at President Trump's performance at a news conference after his Helsinki summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. But even some Republicans are very upset, like Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska.
Vladimir Putin is leaving Helsinki with an undeserved legitimacy. The United States took a loss today when we backed away from our longstanding commitment to principled American leadership. And frankly, we walked away from basic reality.
But sometimes critic of President Trump, Senator Rand Paul, says...
The big picture is that we should be engaged with Russia. We should have conversations with Russia. It would be a mistake not to have open lines of communication with them.
A woman who's a Russian national with a Russian gun group is being charged with being a spy for Moscow in the U.S. She was arrested over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
On Hawaii's Big Island, at least 23 people injured on a tour boat because of the Kilauea volcano. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Lava bombs are still sending giant rocks into the air. Hawaii Fire Battalion Chief Matthias Kush says one has injured people on a tour boat.
Primarily soft tissue injuries. There was one obvious femur fracture.
Since May, the volcano has destroyed more than 700 homes.
NASA officials say they may have discovered the so-called building blocks for life on Mars back in the 1970s, but then accidentally burned the evidence. After scientists found the complex organic molecules on the red planet, they went back to earlier probe missions to examine why it took so long to find the matter. They say they discovered that in the 70s, a Viking unit did find the organic material, but inadvertently burned it when heating it for data analysis. Then earlier this year, NASA announced it had found the organic building blocks within samples gathered by the 2008 Phoenix Lander mission. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Electric car maker Tesla really feeling the effects of its CEO Elon Musk's weekend tweeting. The company losing 4% of its stock value yesterday. It shaved off about $2 billion in value. The drop coming after Musk called a British cave diver who helped rescue a Thai youth soccer team trapped in a cave a pedo. Musk was apparently upset that the diver had called his attempt to donate a mini-sub to rescue the kids a publicity stunt. Musk also rejected other reports circulating that he was a big donor to a group dedicated to keeping the GOP in control of the U.S. Congress. Musk says he gives to both Republicans and Democrats, and mostly to humanitarian causes. Former President Barack Obama is going to be in South Africa today. It's to help mark the 100th birthday of civil rights leader Nelson Mandela, who died in 2013. Obama is expected to deliver a speech promoting democracy and civil rights around the world. It will be one of his most high-profile speeches since leaving the White House. And memorabilia from the New Jersey-based TV show The Sopranos is up for auction this month. Steiner Auctions says it's selling items on consignment from the collections of several big fans. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.